What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Unwaxed Podcast with your favorite sisters, Sophia.
And Sistine.
I will say, we really love you guys, because today is probably the most perfect day in New York City, and we dragged poor Chris into the studio.
So sorry.
And when I say it's perfect, I mean yesterday was pouring rain, windy, rainy. Suddenly yes. We woke up, the sun is shining, it's 65 degrees, and everyone is New Yorking.
My skin has not felt a sunbeam.
No.
Since maybe last June.
No, I know.
I am so happy, and I had this conversation with you on the way here. We walked to the studio because it's that gorgeous out. I said, this day is the reason why people put up living in New York.
Yeah.
It is so miserable every other day. And then you get that one perfect
I know.
Drinking day, hungover already by 6 p.m. I want an Aperol injected into my veins immediately.
I know. I mean, you can probably tell from the shine on my forehead that it is sunny. It is so nice. And I also was saying to Sistine that thank God it's on a Sunday. I feel like Sunday perfect days are truly the best days of the week. We had this scenario that I just think is so ideal. Imagine.
Imagine
you wake up. You're like, wow, the sun is shining. You go outside. You go for a long walk on the West Side Highway looking at the water. You're getting a little tan. You're like, wow, this is just so much better. You're running into all your friends, but you're not scared about it because you're in a good mood.
Mm.
Then suddenly you get a text from your friend and they go, hey, we got a spot in the West Village. For some Aperol.
Mm.
So guess what? You and your super hot boyfriend or your girlfriend go check on over and you sit there for probably 6 hours and you let the friends rotate. You're still in that same spot. You're drinking those Aperols. And then the sunset hits and you go, okay, we got to go home. You're a little bit tipsy.
I feel like that's peaking.
It's
at
peaking.
Life.
Well, then you go home. You order some French fries. You order some sloppy food, you're cuddling on the couch, you're watching a movie, and you're just drunk and happy on life.
So all of that could happen for you, except you need the friends, the boyfriend, the table at the restaurant.
I need the entirety of it. I didn't do
You're missing
any
a few pieces
things.
To that puzzle.
I mean, my Sunday was definitely not that.
It sounds so ideal, but I'm not complaining because Sophia and I are going to Miami this weekend, which I'm so excited because I feel like I haven't seen... Contrary to popular belief, by the way, Sophia is the craziest drunk out of the three of us. And everyone would assume it's me, but mother becomes but when insane.
When she says crazy, she means fun. I'm a fun, fun person to hang out with. I'm always dancing. I'm always laughing.
No, but I'm
looking
saying,
to kiss. I'm looking to have a good time.
I miss that version of Sophia.
I haven't
the
done
one that,
that
would walk next to a dumpster and not care.
I just haven't done – I just am not in that – I don't know what it is. I feel like I've just retreated from that.
I'll tell you what it is.
It's been a while.
I'll tell you what it is. Huh. It's when you started your skin journey. It was back in January, and you said, I'm doing no alcohol, dry January. And then that trickled into February, and then that became March. And I said, this is happening a lot now.
I know.
And you haven't recovered since.
Maybe the turmeric shots are lessening my personality.
Grow up.
I know. Did you see I finished 2-liter bottle of celery juice in our refrigerator. Do you see it's empty?
Is your stomach okay?
Totally
fine. Is your intestines
fine? I don't know what's going on with me. I'm like, I'm invincible. I can take anything now. But that's the problem. Alcohol, it's definitely going to go through fast.
Tell me you don't feel so snatched the day after you drink tequila.
You say this probably every other podcast.
It's so dark.
But we're excited. We're going to go. We have a big group going with us. I haven't done a full Miami in a long time.
Will you promise you'll send it?
I'm sending it. I love it. I have to be in the environment.
Ooh.
I feel like it hasn't been the environment in New
York. I want
it's
you to
cold.
Put on hooker heels and a slutty dress.
No, I'm still going to be conservative.
No, come on.
I can be fun and
That's
conservative.
The one place you can get away with it.
Yeah, but I have to decide on like what thing I'm going to be a little skanky on. Is it going to be the upper part?
You know what's
Is it gonna be
funny?
The lower part?
That's actually a really good point. Sometimes before we go out for the night, we decide in our head like, who am I going to be tonight? And then you kind of dress accordingly. Like sometimes you're like, oh, I want to be sophisticated tonight. Minimal makeup, hair in a bun. You want to look classy. Then some nights you're like, I want to look like I could rip your head off after I kiss you. Which night are you going for?
No, I'm going to be conservative. But it doesn't mean I don't have the other part inside of me, but you just have to find it.
I'm not trying to look for it.
It's like a little package. It's like, ooh, unwrap the wrapping paper. You know?
You're going to be unwrapped?
Okay, do you remember the last time we went out in Miami, we brought a friend of ours, and he, like, is a womanizer. He gets wrong. Whatever. We asked him a question at dinner.
Oh.
And this always stuck with me, and I've changed the way I've dressed since. We asked him, out of all the women at this really popular restaurant, which one stands out the most? Mm-hmm. And there were girls, and it's Miami, there were girls in tiny outfits, big heels, boobs out, tits out, legs out, everything out, almost naked.
Love it.
Points to this one girl with this beautiful long blonde hair, high up dress, long sleeve, short dress, but like conservative on top, but short on the bottom, not the craziest high
because
heels,
she's not
the biggest
showing it all off.
And that's what he said. So.
No, teach their own. Show off. You best believe my décolletage will be out.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'll get some little body glitter for you.
I need some boob tape and body glitter. I'm ready to rock.
All right. Well, we asked on our podcast Instagram page if you guys would want to know some like questions, and we'll answer some. We're going to make this a little bit quicker of an episode because Sistine and I are anxious to go outside.
Ooh, this one's kind of loaded. What would you tell your younger self?
What would I tell my younger self? Personally, I would tell my younger self that, you know, being who you are and embracing the things that you love is okay. And I wish I did it earlier on about, you know, leaning more into books and being mm-hmm. a little bit more dorky. I always thought I was really weird growing up.
Mm.
And I think also to tell myself that everything's okay. Like, everything will be okay. Like, your life is just going to get so much more fun and so much more adventurous than you ever believed.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. See, that was a good answer. The first thing that came to my head was stop wearing limited to injustice clothing with the shirts that are scratched and sniffed.
This is why we're just yin and yang here, because I was thinking of a
serious
answer.
I would tell myself, stop thinking that everyone doesn't like you and be more social. I was so shy as a kid.
Yeah. Can I actually bring up something that, you know, I wanted to talk about this on the podcast, and this kind of relates to this. I was in Palm Beach a couple weeks ago, and I was listening to this podcast. It has Mel Robbins. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's just an amazing speaker, and she just gives you such – if you need really good life advice, tough advice, almost mom advice that's not coddling too much, but she just really gives you it straight out, go to Mel Robbins. And it was an episode with Jay Shetty, who's pretty much like mm-hmm. the king of love. Like, he really just makes you self-love, relationship love, whatever it is. And there was a part in the podcast that he discusses a meditation he uses with his clients about inner child work. And on this walk, he starts doing it, and he said, okay, close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths, and envision yourself. You're just sitting there as you are now, and what image of you at 12 years old pops in? And it can be 12, 15, 13, whatever it is. And I got a very specific image of something I was wearing. It was probably from elementary school, and I just saw exactly
what was it?
It was just me in my uniform, or no, it was me in my Brownie Scouts outfit.
Your Girl Scout.
With my girl, my Girl Scout outfit with the teeth all jangled. I was kicked out, by the way. They said I didn't sell enough cookies. But basically the whole point of it was that talk to yourself and then hug yourself and then let the kid talk to you. And I envisioned like what my 12-year-old self would talk. And I swear to God, it made me tear up because it was something I didn't even envision for myself, like what I would say as a 12-year-old mm-hmm. to myself. And you just don't think about it because, you know, everyone always says, like, speak nice to your 12-year-old self.
Do you think...
But what would they say to you?
Do you think if your 12-year-old self was sitting here right now, they would think you're really cool?
Yeah.
They would want to be friends with you?
Oh, 100%.
I think mine would be like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, no, honestly, shockingly enough, like, yeah.
Because we were ugly.
We were
cool. Ugo.
I think my kid would be like, wow, you're sick. Yeah.
That's why
I'm so not sick just compared to last time.
That's why we always say we need to breed with someone genetically perfect because we were a little funky looking.
Yeah, we got to have some good genes.
Okay, here's another question. Mm-hmm. When is Sophia's book coming out?
Oh, I'm almost done. So I would say I'm projecting for 2025 officially because if there's...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's next year.
Yeah, because it's going to take at least, you know, a couple months to edit. And then probably get into fruition. So I'm trying to be realistic. I'm going to say 2025. I'm like, I know I always say I'm close done, but like I actually am. This one's a long one. What do you suggest when having friend issues? I'm getting married in September and asked one of my best friends, who I adore, to be my bridesmaid last year. She randomly texted me last week saying she thinks it's best if she's no longer in the wedding. No explanation, really, other than we got into a tiny tiff during the summer, but both talked it out and squashed it. Her boyfriend also doesn't like me at all, so I don't know if that plays a role in it. We have matching tattoos and everything, and she completely cut me off on a whim. I'm heartbroken, and weddings are really the most lonely time, and I'm struggling. Wow. By the way, I just want to also point out, I know she's probably going to listen because she says she listens a lot. She wrote so many really good questions, and she's wrote really, really nice stuff about us, and I'm obsessed with you. I don't want to say your name because I don't want to out you, but, like, we love you, and I love that you've always been super active on our page, so
wait,
I appreciate it.
I don't know if I have an answer for her.
So what do you suggest? That's what she's asking. You know,
I mean, all you can do is reach out, and I think the priority in the situation is you and your wedding and your special day, and mm-hmm. I don't want you to look back during this time in your life and you're more worried about if your friend likes you or not rather than being present with your future husband yeah. and enjoying those moments.
Do you think that also, you know, she did disclose basically how she feels about you by, you know, it was totally wrong of her to, you know, leave you high and dry, especially close to your wedding. And maybe it's a tiff. But my point is that don't you think she might have been doing you a favor? Because what if it was on your wedding day and you felt
no,
really
but you know what? I don't know about all that.
The energy.
I want to give an excuse to all the future brides because it's a stressful time. I'm not saying you did this, but it's a stressful time. And you could be acting out. You're anxious. You're nervous. You lash out. And I think it's a civil duty as all of the friends around you to understand that this is probably the biggest event of your life.
But she's also including the fact that her friend's boyfriend doesn't like her for some reason.
And I don't know if you want those people as friends.
That's what I'm saying, is that she probably is doing you a favor. You don't want – this is a once-in-a-lifetime – unless you get married three times. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance and moment that you get to have. And, you know, the only people you want at your wedding are the people that love you. If you're Chris and wants to elope – in Vegas, you have no one. But if you want to have a serious wedding with, you know, all of the friends that love you, then, you know, she might have been doing you a favor. But I'm really, really sorry. And know that you're not alone because we're here. And if you want to talk wedding stuff, I'm obsessed. And I have a ton of Pinterest posts about it. I can be your bridesmaid. I'm a really good bridesmaid. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've only done it once. So I don't know why I'm saying I'm great.
You know what I don't understand? We get a lot of questions from girls saying, how do you get over a guy you never dated?
I know.
I'm not sure I understand what they're trying to say.
I don't either.
Is it like you just had a severe crush on this guy and then they never tried anything with you and you're still just...
Maybe like a one-night stand type situation.
No. I think it's like, say if it's a guy in the friend group and you have a crush on him, but he doesn't have a crush on you or didn't notice and... You can't get over that crush that you have.
Well, like, I'm going to say on the – let's just say hypothetically, if you guys can't get over a guy that – let's just say you guys had a really good vibe. Maybe you went on one date and then you slept with him or two dates and slept with him and now he's gone. And you're like, how do I get over a guy I never dated? It's all about just, you know, honing in on – what your value is worth. You know, I think that it gets really hard because we put, as a society, so much of our worth in everyone else's opinions. Everyone else's, you know, responses to, like, how you do something. Oh, yeah, they did it well. Okay, that means I'm good. Oh, he calls me back after sex. Oh, that means he likes me. Oh, this. You can't control anyone's feelings other than your own. The one thing in life we can control is our own emotions and our own feelings. And I think you have to take a step back and go, is my worth, you know, based on this guy not answering because of something I wanted to do and felt like I was compelled to? Or is it, you know, or is it not? Like, you know, it's not. Because at the end of the day, people are going to do what they want to do. You're never going to be able to tell a guy that they like you or they don't like you.
Also, you could be missing out on a great guy because you have such blinders on for one person.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the moment that you open those eyes and you get rid of those blinders, you'll really – and you start to live for yourself rather than other people for the first time in your life, because I feel like we've finally gone into that. Then you really attract the things that are meant for you. You know, remember, people come in our lives out for a reason, and there's a reason why he's gone. Remember that.
Okay, this person said, I hate myself for listening to Nickelback, and I can't stop. I'm in a paradox. Well.
Oh my God, that's tough.
I can't sit here and lie and say that I haven't been in a similar, if not the exact same position as you. Mm. And I got over it by becoming addicted to something else.
What is that?
Linkin Park.
You listen to Linkin Park.
I don't listen. It was a joke. I don't listen to Nickelback either, Sophia.
I listen to a lot of country music. I'm obsessed.
Okay, do you have any advice for him?
It's obviously a dumb question.
Like, oh, that was rude. I liked it. Okay. All right. So what was the thoughts on 901 at USC?
What was that?
Thoughts on 901 at USC.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew she'd like this one.
Oh, my God. Bring me back. Thoughts
give,
on 901.
Give it context is, to
okay,
what it is.
Okay. So I feel like every college has this. You have your university bar. Like, everyone goes to it before game days, after game days, weekends, whatever it is. And the 901 Bar and Grill is right off campus, barely across the street from the row where all the sororities and fraternities are. And it was just madness. It's so janky. It's those brick walls with crazy colorful strobe lights, and they have these purple blue drinks that are just like basically Long Island iced teas, but like colored.
The hangover sounds horrible.
Hangover is horrible. But it's the best. It's just, you know, it's one of those places that everyone you're going to run into there is. And it was fun because I lived across the street from it. So it was fun going from like downstairs upstairs. And it's just so fun.
Do you miss it?
No. Yes and no. I mean, I guess I'm never going to go again. But I miss those times of being there in the past. It was a part of the Trojan.
Okay. Someone said, advice on how to make girlfriends who are ride or die.
Ooh, advice how to make them?
How to make them.
Oh, I can do that.
I can too,
no,
Sophia.
I mean, I can like answer that.
I know you can.
Do you want to go? No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I only have one, so.
No, but you just explain how you did it.
I think I was very lazy in the way that I would approach friendships before, and I never really put in effort or time, and I would just sort of expect the other person to be there for me way more than I was for them. But I've recently found my ride or die girlfriend, and it's because we equally put in so much effort to be there with each other, texting, calling. And let me just tell you, this is more work than a real relationship. And in a weird way, it's better than a real relationship sometimes because they'll always have your back.
Yeah.
So you have to put in a shit ton of effort, but it's worth it.
I agree. I know for me, I have just always loved having girlfriends, and you know, having just like what Sistine said, it's a relationship and it is the constant communication. And I think my biggest thing, and I feel like this is the number one piece of advice that I've done with all my girlfriends, is when I hear them and listen to them and what they do, I never judge them. I really don't. I don't ever sit here acting like I know something more. Their lives are their lives. So you have to love your friend as they are. You can give advice if they're not doing the best, if they're asking for it. But my point is that I think the point of a friendship is to feel like it's a sisterhood where, you know, no one in this space is looking at the other person with any judgment or criticism. It is just, you're for me and I'm for you. And no matter what happens, we're in this together.
Love that.
Period. Period. I need an Aperol.
Oh. Oh. Oh, this is a good one.
Jeez. Okay, go ahead.
This person said, moved to NYC for my situationship. And he ended it the day I arrived. Do we ruin him?
Yes! House down!
Fire!
Destroy him!
Destroy his
tomato!
Life!
Tomato!
And the way that I want you to destroy it is not directly to him. It's not, because that's so obvious.
Psychological warfare.
No, I want you to take down every person in his circle. And then it'll crush him. I want you to ruin every aspect of his life, his career, his friend group. I want you to hook up with his best friend. Then they'll start
That's
fighting.
That's what I'm saying. Psychological warfare. You go
Make
from
out
the
with
in
his dad.
To out. You have to go in. No, you do not call him. You play mental games. It is manipulating everyone around him to get to him.
This means war.
Yeah.
I'm riled up right now.
Ooh.
It's bad. Absolutely. I'm sorry if people are in the internet like, oh,
and if you want to plot, we will absolutely help you take him down.
I'm already thinking of witchcraft spells.
Yeah. Oh my God.
To put on him. So just DM me his name.
Good idea.
Yeah. We'll get a voodoo doll.
Voodoo doll. We'll get some, you know, we'll write his name at the bottom of the foot so he's obsessed with you.
I will literally cut off his water in his apartment.
Oh my God. But she does have a toolkit.
Yeah, I do. I can work around.
She will loosen all the chairs and they all break.
Every screw in his apartment, I'm undoing. Every time he sits on something, splat.
Perfect. Oh. Maybe you hire a girl to date him.
I'm going
to
make
him fall in love with her and then she destroys him.
I'm going to put a swarm of moths in his closet so he has no more clothes to wear.
Okay. I thought that.
What else can I do?
Nothing.
I'm gonna put Nair in his shampoo bottle.
Oh
yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That sucks.
That really sucks. And by the way,
we've all been there.
Can I tell you, we actually have been there. We've come into the city single.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, you're in good hands, many a hands, many a men, you're fine.
Oh my God, this person wrote, why are girls mean sometimes? Is it a period thing?
Yes, actually.
And?
Wait, can I tell you truly?
And?
I know people are like, I know guys are always, oh, I'm telling you, there are mornings where I wake up and I want to kick a
wall. That was me yesterday.
I will break my toe. Like, there are days where honestly any human interaction will be the death of them. Like, it's just horrible. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and then you look at yourself and you think, this couldn't get any worse. You're like, I'm ugly. The world is ugly. Everyone mm-hmm. sucks. So yeah, it only happens for a couple of days. So treat us nicely.
Is it wrong to say if Sistine is the crazy sister between the two of you?
Yeah. Actually, no.
Considering
and yes.
Sir, the one you wrote in, you have the same name as my crazy ex.
Trigger.
I'm going to say no, I'm not crazy. Also, you should never call a woman crazy.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Also, Sistine, like, we're all kind of crazy in our own very fun and unique and charming way. Like, you won't run for the hills when you hang out with us, but you definitely will.
Oh, my God.
What?
Someone said, what was, quote, Mr. What do you want from me? Nothing's reaction to Sistine finding someone better.
Oh.
Remember the guy? I was like, what do you want? He's like, nothing.
And versus the guy now?
Versus the someone better now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Unfortunately, I've seemed to find myself in a little predicament where perhaps they're in the same group. Perhaps. Now, I haven't exactly figured out how I'm going to navigate this. But let me tell y'all listeners, there's going to be an evening where Mr. I want nothing from you and Mr. Nice new guy and me are all going to be in the same room. And I can't wait for this drama to brew.
My
fault.
No, it's not your fault.
I'm just a girl.
No, you're just a girl trying to find love.
I'm just a baby.
Yeah.
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby. I just like
want to ask a question.
I'm looking for a question right now.
Oh my God.
Right. Literally, you think I'm just
want to get drunk.
Okay.
My turn. Healthy habits you practice regularly.
Okay. I drink a gallon of celery juice every morning, turmeric shots, Brazil nuts.
What are the benefits of Brazil nuts?
It's the psyllium, lowers your psyllium levels.
What is psyllium levels?
I don't know, but I think it helps with acne because that's all I know.
Chris, can you look up what psyllium levels are?
Look up Brazil nuts for acne.
The thing is, I feel like all these girlies have come up with these tricks and hacks to raise and lower these levels that I've... Are they really necessary to even know what these levels are for?
For acne? Yeah.
What's psyllium? You're lowering a level you don't even know what it's
for.
No,
but like all I know is I'm lowering my cortisol levels and my skin has never looked more fab in my life. I'm looking for
psyllium. What did we find?
It's really good for you, actually. Studies have shown having two Brazil nuts a day is incredible for your health. That's why I have them. And they're so easy to eat. I just don't like how big they are. They're really big.
You don't like the big nuts? No. Who likes big nuts? Not Sophia.
No, clearly. Stop. You're so annoying.
Which one of you two makes out better? Well, we've talked about this. Hey, man.
One of them asked how...
Someone said, did you ever crash a car? Yes, Sophia's gotten in 4 or 5 accidents.
3.
One because she dropped a Skittle. Okay. Another one because she was daydreaming.
I was daydreaming.
Daydreaming and hit a parked car.
Yeah. And the other one, I came out of therapy and I was really just on
the phone. Oh my God, you came out of therapy and you were crying and you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Me, no.
This was, by the way, can I just say, this was like 6 years ago. All of them. They were all like within 2 years.
If you were an avatar, what type of bender would you be?
Like in like the like air bender?
That's what I'm gonna go with. Either like, air, earth, or water.
I am an earth girl.
You guys gotta go outside.
I hated that so much. That's all I remember.
You would do that. I'd do water.
Air. I can't even get out of here. I'll tell an interesting story. Okay. Waxers, we'll just start. We'll end this because now it's been some time because I know Sissy wanted me to talk about this. Sophia went out with an older guy.
You're going to talk about this?
Just a little bit.
I've been begging for you to open up about this.
I know. I will. So, yes. So interestingly enough, we'll end it on a funny note. So I'm 27, going to be 28 this year, and I've always considered myself an old soul, and people have told me that. And so my age range of like going out with guys has always been like 27 to oldest is 32. Like I've never dribbled past that. But I got asked out by a 40-year-old man.
40 what?
40. I think he's 40. Think. 40 something. 41 maybe. Yeah.
They're not specific, it's too old.
I know.
You know?
Well, I didn't ask him. It was like through friends that I knew him.
Okay.
Yeah, that was interesting.
What were your initial thoughts? Did you feel comfortable? Did you feel uncomfortable?
So this is the thing. And this is why I want to talk about this. Guys are the same. No matter the age. Like, literally, I think there's no difference.
I think women think the older you date, the more mature of a man you'll find. No.
I will say this. These are the differences. I think first off, it was a good date. Great guy. I don't have anything bad to say about him. But he was good. But I will say the conversation's definitely different. It's not as goofy as, you know, it would be when you're with someone in your 20s. I'd say that they're a little bit better dressed just because they can afford it at that point.
Were you attracted to an older man?
You know what's funny is I wasn't unattracted to him with that. It wasn't the age.
Chris, I'll show you what he looks like.
You don't have a photo.
I sincerely doubt.
I guarantee that's not a photo of him because
how he dressed on the date.
Sissy, what is this? What is it? What is it? Sissy, that's not him. That's a mouse.
Don't tell me he didn't look like this.
He actually does.
Did he not? That's what he wore too.
No, he didn't wear a suit, Sistine. No, that's not what he looks like. I swear, he's cute.
Honestly, I sent this to your friend Gabby, and she goes, "Wait, that's kind of my type."
He's like, "No, but I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, go out with older if you feel comfortable with it." No, my point is to say it's really there's not that much of a difference. Only if you're comfortable. I didn't think it was weird. My parents have a big age gap. I was used to it.
How did it end?
He just walked me home. Literally. We didn't kiss. Nothing. He paid for my dinner. It was nice.
Are you still talking to him?
No. All I need to say is this. It was interesting because it was very different from what I was used to. And I'm not going to say that it was better or worse. It was just
follow-up question. So now that you've gone out with someone older and you're like, oh, wait, this doesn't feel weird for me. Like, I actually could date someone older. Are you now punching even higher above your normal age range, like above 30.
Yeah, 100%. But I wouldn't go past 40 at all.
I think at that point, there's just too much uncommon.
And even that is like teetering the line for me. I think if it was the right guy and he's 40, 100%.
I feel like you still want to like go out and live your 20s.
But just because you're 40 doesn't mean you're dead. You still go out and socialize.
Does it?
When I told her this, that I was going out with 40, what are you guys going to do? Like, you guys can't go out. I go, what do you mean not go
would
out?
Would he go to the box?
So yeah, it was interesting. So if you're ever considering going out with someone that's older and you're a little nervous about it, it really isn't that different. But make sure he's not creepy. You know, also don't be like 20 and he's 45. Like, that's different. Unless that's what you're going to do. But I'm just saying, I was a late 20s.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The first time.
Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper, they have a big age gap.
Yeah, they're like
22 years apart.
It's not that.
Oh my God, I saw this TikTok. Oh my, this is so gnarly. It was Bradley Cooper in 2007, and he was like mid-20s or later 20s, and Gigi Hadid in 2007, and she was in preschool. I was like, that's so weird.
Obviously, weird. With that context, it's weird. I mean, mom and dad are like a 20-year age gap, too.
Yeah, but that's mom and dad. They don't count.
See, they count fully. They count
fully. It was the time.
Oh, God. No, but it is weird when you put it into that perspective.
But they are such a slay couple right now.
No, it's not bad. I don't think age gaps are so that bad. Like, also, he wasn't 20 years older than me. He's like 12 years old. That's not even... Like, I've always said I would go 10 years older than me. 12, 13 years. Like, what's another 3 years?
You're so mature.
Thank you. I think I could date an older guy.
I look forward to hearing about that journey.
Okay,
for you.
Sustain. We need to go outside. We need some sun. All right, we're out of here.
Sorry for this episode, you guys. We had the option of not putting out one or just giving you this crummy one. So here you go.
So we decided to give you the crumbs.
We love you.
We love you.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.